Love wishes beings deeply well. Compassion is a form of love. It's the form of love that wishes beings free of suffering and its causes, so they can be deeply well. The next meditation on compassion provides a safe way for us to become more conscious of our own inner layers of suffering in order to empower compassion for others with similar layers of suffering. This meditation draws on the secure base in love and compassion that we have established in prior meditations with our field of care. Then we can experience all of our feelings, including painful ones, within that secure core of love and compassion. So it feels safe to have these feelings, and we can let them inform our empathy for others who have similar feelings. In this way, we learn to experience our own suffering feelings as connecting instead of isolating, drawing us into compassionate solidarity with others, right through our feelings. This meditation can be a joyful discovery because it provides a way to experience our own suffering feelings not as disconnecting and meaningless, but as profoundly meaningful and deeply connecting. So the next meditation makes us more conscious of layers of struggle, stress, and suffering in ourselves that others also experience in their own ways as a basis of compassion for them. To prepare for this, we need first to recall our field of care, which helps us access a secure core of love and compassion, so it feels safe to explore our feelings. Then we need to bring to mind a difficult feeling that we know that others also experience in their own ways. So I will read a list of feelings like that, and you can choose one that you would like to work with in the meditation. Or you can let this list help you think of a different feeling that is meaningful to you. Here's the list. You could become conscious of a feeling of physical pain anywhere, or of anxiety that you feel about your body or your health. Or bring to mind fears you have of severe illness, accident, or injury. Or bring to mind any feeling of longing, loneliness, or incompleteness. Or bring to mind any fear you have for a loved one in their vulnerability and mortality. Or bring to mind any grief you feel at the loss of a job, a relationship, or a way of life. Or bring to mind any feeling you have of hopelessness or despair. Or any fear you have about supporting yourself or your loved ones, or of meeting all of your obligations and debts. Or bring to mind any fears you may feel at your own impending death. So do you have a feeling that now that you could bring to mind for the meditation? One that you feel that you can work with. As we become familiar with this meditation practice through repetition, we can also develop our own fuller list of such feelings to explore over time. So let's begin the meditation. You can first sit in a relaxed, comfortable way, the back straight, eyes gazing gently downward. Or you can close your eyes if you wish. And then let your breath just settle into its own natural rhythm. Breathing into the abdomen so you feel the abdomen expand with each breath. Let that feeling of the abdomen expanding and contracting with each breath draw you into it more and more, breath by breath. Now recall your field of care, a caring moment or a benefactor or spiritual figures, and experience that as present to you now, not just as a memory or abstraction, but as present here with you, happening now. And you are being seen in your deep worth and potential beyond all judgments, with deep love, care, and compassion. And just relax into the feeling of that, steeping in its loving energy, feeling its tender qualities, and letting them infuse your whole being. Accept this loving energy and its tender qualities into your whole body and mind. Every part of you loved in its very being. And now, while continuing to feel the resonance of that love and care, bring to mind the feeling that you selected for this meditation that you feel you can work with. And take a little time to sense what it's like for someone to experience that difficult feeling through your own experience of it. How does it feel within your heart and mind? And how does it feel within the body or within you? What other feelings come up in association with that feeling? And how does the whole world look and feel from within this feeling? The other feelings that come up with it? Many other people experience feelings like this in their own ways. So now sense right through your feeling what others feel. Now, while still feeling that feeling, feel right through it what others feel in their own ways. In this way, sense this feeling as not just your own, but as your deep connection to many others. And now recall that your whole being is held in the unconditional love and compassion of your field of care. And let all of your feelings be embraced in that compassionate energy. Every part of you, every feeling loved in its very being. And by accepting this loving energy into your own suffering feelings, imagine that you are accepting it into everyone's similar feelings. By letting the radiance of this loving energy extend through you to them all, everyone with such feelings, while wishing them deeply well and free of suffering and its causes. By accepting this loving energy from your own field of care into your own painful feelings, imagine that you're accepting that loving energy into everyone's similar feelings. By letting that energy extend through you to them all, while wishing them deeply well and free. And now just relax deeply into this felt sense of love, care, compassion. And let that help your heart and mind to just trust and release all of its frameworks of mind. And let the mind just become gently, totally open, like space. Let this unity of utter openness and awareness do the meditating. And let any patterns of thought and feeling that arise just unwind or release within this total openness of awareness, this space of deep allowing, of letting all be.